This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both houses of parliament witnessed multiple adjournments on the first day of the monsoon session today, following uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including the NEET paper leak case. Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were later adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha began with obituary references to 6 former members who passed away recently. The House also paid tributes to Father Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Sani. However, question hour could not be taken up as opposition members from the Congress and the Samajwadi Party raised slogans over the NEET issue. Despite repeated appeals by Speaker Om Birla and later by Presiding Officer Dilip Saikia to maintain order and allow the House to function, the protests continued, leading to adjournment of the House for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed repeated disruptions. The House was adjourned multiple times despite efforts by Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan and Deputy Chairman Harivansh to conduct business. Later, the Upper House was also adjourned for the day. Earlier, speaking to media ahead of the commencement of the session this morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that the monsoon session will be as productive as the monsoon itself, saying that both play an important role in the nation's progress and the well-being of its people.
Monsoon ho ya monsoon satra, agar dono proactive ho, to bahut hi productive hote hain. Aur dono ko productive hote hain, to desh ka kalyan hota hai. जीव मात्रा का कल्याण होता है। साथियों, पिछले एक महीने में देश ने अनेक सिद्धियां प्राप्त की है, चाहे राष्ट्रीय हो, अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हो और अब तो अंतरिक्ष भी हो, भारत के लिए गर्व के पल रहे हैं।
President Draupadi Murmu today called for deeper economic engagement between India and Moldova, saying the two countries have immense potential to expand cooperation in several high-growth sectors. The President was addressing the India-Moldova Business Forum in Chisinau today. Referring to the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, President Murmu said that India seeks partnerships based on trust and shared prosperity, while Moldova's strategic location and skilled workforce offer promising opportunities for Indian businesses. Earlier, President Murmu and her Moldovan counterpart, Maya Sandu, held delegation-level talks. President Murmu also paid floral tributes at the monument of Ștefan cel Mare Sișfon in Chișinău. The Supreme Court today asked the Uttar Pradesh government to apprise it about the possibility of setting up an SIT to probe the alleged embezzlement of donations at the Ram Temple in Ayodhya and cautioned the litigants not to politicize the issue. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Surya Kant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and V. Mohanna asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the UP government, to take instructions on whether the SIT, which had examined the entire issue before the registration of the FIR, could be entrusted with the responsibility to probe the case instead of the local police. Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today met the representatives of the protesters in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said, a proposal came from the protesters to hold talks with the government and the discussions have been ongoing since 11:50 a.m. this morning. The minister said the meeting took place in a cordial atmosphere and initial verbal discussion was held in detail with their delegation and they submitted a written petition to the government around 4 p.m. Mr. Nadda urged all the protesters to end their sit-in and assist the administration in restoring normalcy. The Delhi police has appealed to all the protesters in New Delhi to maintain peace, exercise restraint and cooperate with the police in ensuring peace and public order. In a video message, Additional Commissioner and Public Relations Officer of Delhi Police, Rajiv Ranjan, urged the participants to conduct themselves peacefully, refrain from indulging in any unlawful or violent activities. In Jammu and Kashmir, 4 more people lost their lives in rain-related incidents across Jammu Division today, taking the death toll to 16 over the past 2 days. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha reviewed the situation following heavy rains, flash floods and landslides in several districts of the Union Territory. Akashvani correspondent reports that the LGE spoke with the senior officials and directed for swift relief and infrastructure restoration in the affected areas. And in the United Kingdom, Andy Burnham, the newly elected leader of the Labour Party, has taken charge as the country's new Prime Minister. And that is the end of this news bulletin.